We spoke the other day about the significance of Zman Kriya Shema. So one has to make sure to recite Kriya Shema before the Zman is over in order to fulfill the mitzvah midaraisa. Even though we've been spending most of the time learning the sugyas of tefillah relate to Shacharis, it's important to make the same point concerning Ma'ariv as well. One has to make sure to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema midaraisa b'shach b'cha. When exactly is that Zman in terms of the Kriya Shema of the night times? That's a little bit less clear. The first Mishnah of Sechas Brachos tells us that you have to recite Kriya Shema after Tzeis Kichavim, after the stars come out. That's a little bit of a question in the Rishonim. The very first Tosfos of Sechas Brachos discusses whether we paskin like that Mishnah. Perhaps it's possible to perform the mitzvah of Kriya Shema even a little bit earlier. And that begins a whole complicated discussion about many, many shuls that daven ma'ariv early. Many daven ma'ariv early on Friday nights, many daven ma'ariv early even during the week. And the question becomes, how does that relate to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? So in order to avoid any complications, any shayos, any sveikas about Kriya Shema, if a person davens ma'ariv any time, either Friday night or during the week, any time before Tzeis Kichavim, before it's actually dark out, so one should really remember to recite all three parshas of Kriya Shema as soon as it gets dark. Although technically speaking, perhaps, with the Rashi, one can rely on the Kriya Shema Lamita, Kriya Shema before he goes to sleep. It's probably not such a great idea to do that. First of all, many of us don't say the full Kriya Shema Lamita. Sometimes we forget to say Kriya Shema Lamita. We're not always necessarily having the proper kavanah when we say Kriya Shema Lamita. Therefore, it's a very, very good habit, good idea to get into that. If one davens ma'ariv any time before Tzeis Kichavim, so as soon as one remembers, as soon as it gets dark, one should try to remember to say all three parshas of Kriya Shema. If one is saying Kriya Shema, go back to Kriya Shema in the morning, if one is saying Kriya Shema after the Zman, for whatever reason a person overslept, forgot, whatever it is, and now a person is saying Kriya Shema after the Zman, they should still say it. They should still remember to say the three parshas of Kriya Shema. And the Gemara tells us they can actually even say the brachas as well. So even though it's past the technical Zman, they can still recite the Birchas Kriya Shema, which is really a big question in the Rishonim. How do you understand that? Why should that be so? If this mitzvah Kriya Shema is over, so then how could you still recite the brachas? So there are different answers to that question. So one of the popular answers is the answer suggested by the Rashba, that the brachas of Kriya Shema are a little bit of a misnomer. They're not really Birchas Kriya Shema. They're really brachas at tefillah, and therefore they're not governed by the rules of the Zman of Kriya Shema. They actually follow the Zman of tefillah. Not everybody agrees to this, but at least according to the sheet of the Rashba, so that whenever the soul Zman Tefillah is, that's what the Sof Zman Kriya Shema is. Where he's also the Sof Zman Brichas Kriya Shema is. So which of course pushes the question back a step. So when is the Sof Zman Tefillah? When is the absolute latest time one can perform the mitzvah of the Davening Shacharis? So we'll leave this question hanging, but this will also lead us into tomorrow. We'll segue into the halachas regarding Tefillah. Everybody should be up for davening on time tomorrow morning, so we shouldn't have a shayla, but hopefully we'll discuss this tomorrow as to when is the absolute latest time for birth of the Davening Shacharis. Wonderful day. Thank you.